services we're providing. Not to mention, a follow-up question is going to be, if we fund these positions now as one-time money, I fully expect to see them come back next year to be funded in with ongoing revenues. So if you could explain to me your thinking, that would be helpful.
Okay, those are fair points. I don't know if we need, you could stay up here just in case. Don't run away. The decision to seek funding at this point in time was really my decision. It was based on, again, a partnership with Multnomah County. Multnomah County, I believe, is providing, I think, over two-thirds of the funding for these positions. And it really is to, I felt it is a high priority to provide advocates riding with police officers on the weekends and evenings at the times when most calls for domestic violence occur. And this was, it is a pilot, and we will certainly keep track of the money, but, if it proves to be successful, if it does prove what I think we all think, it provides a critical service at a critical time of day and days of the week, I would attempt to seek funding for it next year too, although it is a pilot project at this point. And we want to, just like the Gateway Center over a year ago, we carefully evaluated how we've done. And I think as you've seen today in the presentation, we've exceeded expectations and really provided a service that is needed by many people in our community.
So I'm just curious, I mean, given that, as I said, you've raised legitimately concerns about funding these kind of programs outside of the normal process in the past, and knowing that we are going to make substantial cuts, that I'm trying to understand the consistency of now buying into what will inevitably be a request for ongoing funding, knowing we're going to have to cut live police officers, live firefighters, people in parks, probably closed parks, community centers, undoubtedly. Doesn't this put us in an awkward spot committing to more services at a time when we're going to have to cut back on services?
I agree it puts us in an awkward spot, but I would hope that we could go forward on this. And I recognize we're all going to have to, all five of us are going to have to make tough decisions in the months ahead as we adopt a budget for the next fiscal year. And it's not going to be an easy.
Okay. Additional discussion? All right. Shall we work our way down each of the three items, beginning
sure.
with 1041? It's a resolution. Can you please call the vote?
Leonard?
I do very much appreciate the report that we received today, and was with Commissioner Saltzman a year ago when we had the grand opening of the Domestic Violence Center, and it has proven to be a success. And I appreciate all of his work to make that happen. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, for your leadership on this and all the staff and everybody who came here today for all of your diligent work. It's really important that this service exists and that it indeed has saved lives. So thank you so much for all of your work. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank Martha and the team for your great work. I think it's a model PowerPoint you gave us, model one-year report. I hope that the one-year report of the Bud Clark Commons can be as thorough and comprehensive as what you've done. And thank you to everyone who testified today. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Can you please call the vote? Entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote on the motion related to 1042?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, particularly to Martha Stern Morris for her excellent report and to Commissioner Saltzman for bringing us the report. Whenever we have a significant new program, it's important to keep going back, giving the updates and finding out, is the investment of taxpayers' money working? It's very clear, and as was mentioned, that we need to get upstream of the crisis intervention and provide services ahead of time so that people have a place to go to get the services that they need. So thank you so much for the report. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Report accepted. Can you please read the title for emergency ordinance, item number 1043?
Authorized funding for two domestic violence crisis response advocates to work with the Portland Police Bureau on evenings and weekends. Leonard?
And this is the resolution, or the ordinance, actually, that I think is awkward in the sense that it obviously is funding in a partnership with the county crisis response advocates, as the ordinance says, that would partner with patrol officers who encounter victims and need immediate assistance during evening and weekend hours. And undoubtedly, those are important services. The county is contributing $83,155 to fund some of those spots, and the city is contributing $41,720 to fund those spots. And how the county, in the context of its own reduction in resources that provides, to be clear, essential services to the handicapped, to the elderly, to treatment services for those addicted to drugs and alcohol, oftentimes combined with mental health issues, all three, how they can identify these resources, I will leave up to them, and I applaud the effort of them to fund that. I only know from where I sit for the last 2 days, I've ruminated over where we are going to begin identifying over $4 million in cuts in the Fire Bureau, over $6 million in cuts in the Police Bureau, and I don't know how many millions of dollars of cuts in the Parks Bureau. I recognize these are one-time dollars, and in our parlance, that's an easier ask to fund from one-time dollars and ongoing dollars. But as Commissioner Saltzman has pointed out in this kind of discussion before, this will inevitably return to us next year in our budget as a request for ongoing dollars. And I just need to stake out that I will vote for this based on the success of the program and what good work it does for these one-time dollars. But I also need to make it clear that I cannot support, if the revenue projections come back as the mayor has told us they are, having this translate into ongoing dollars without it being looked at in the context of our entire budgetary obligations that will be painfully going through this upcoming year. Aye.
Fritz.
I appreciate you airing those concerns, Commissioner Leonard. This funding does leverage additional funding and grant money, and it's a pilot project, so we will be getting the results back. It's similar to what we're doing with the Police Bureau and in mental health care in co-locating some Project Respond staff with our police officers in a mobile response unit that I reported to the council on in August under the Safer PDX project. So it's recognizing that we need specialists in the subject area to help victims in the moment at points of crisis, and that our police officers are not best suited to doing that work. And it frees up our police officers to then do the work addressing crime that they need to do, and puts the topic experts doing the work. I would note that I worked evenings at OHSU in psychiatry for 22 years, and that most of our admissions were on evenings and nights, not on weekdays. We did most of the discharges on weekdays. So I think as part of the pilot project, when you come back, I'd like to see an evaluation of whether staffing could be shifted to provide evening and weekend coverage rather than, obviously we would all like to add, but under the current budget crisis that we've been going through for the last 3 years, that's possibly not realistic. And so we need to look at where are the resources most needed and how could we perhaps keep the center open at different times or at least have access to it. So these are things which I believe will be part of the pilot project process in looking at these difficult questions, how best to provide the best possible help by the best possible professionals in the moment. And so I appreciate that this has come to us. Aye.
Fish.
Is this the new voting order?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Hard for me to keep track. So one other piece of context, if I could, because I think it's helpful since people are probably interested in our budget process. And I just started, and Dan just started, a four-year term. So this will be coming back to us in the next budget. And I think it's important that we both are clear about how we look at this issue. The old rules were in our fall bump, and our adjustments, we were more sort of free-for-all, or we had a more flexible rule in looking at asks for compelling purposes. And I think you're hearing from all the colleagues here that this is compelling. The challenge is we're going into a budget season where the Office of Management and Finance is going to direct us that we are prohibited from putting in any one-time asks that expand or add new programs. So that's going to be an ironclad rule which will govern us. This is going to be this technically qualifies as a new or an expanded ask. So, and then the other piece that's important to know is that our pool of money available to being converted to ongoing is shrinking, and there may actually be none of those resources available, absent cutting other programs. And so, for me, as the Parks Commissioner and the Housing Commissioner, who disproportionately sends money back to the county in the form of transfer payments to cover the youth homeless continuum, older adults around services in our parks and other things, this will have to compete with all of those other priorities, and we'll have to talk about how the county and city prioritize those. I mean, that ultimately what we're talking about is limited amount of dollars, compelling asks, and how does it compete? What we're committing to here is a one-year pilot, but we're raising a red flag about whether this can actually be converted to ongoing. And our budget situation, we may not have any ongoing money available to convert. So just the context, but it doesn't take away from the validity of the ask. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate the points, Commissioner Leonard and Fritz and Fish. And I know the mayor shared those same concerns, and I think they're legitimate concerns. I would just say that this is, you know, basically, it's a federal-funded pilot, a one-year, but we're going to evaluate it carefully. And as I said earlier, if it does, in fact, prove to be successful, we would like to continue it. But as Commissioner Fritz said, we might be able to figure out other ways to operationally change the hours of the Gateway Center to maybe pick up some of that slack and reduce the need for maybe a further request for ongoing. But I would only say, as I said a minute ago, that you know, before we opened the Gateway Center, we had lots of questions about its effectiveness. Would it truly add value to helping survivors in crisis? And as you heard Chief Deputy District Attorney Rod Underhill say a minute ago, that originally their commitment to have a DA there was grant-funded too. But they found such value by having a Deputy District Attorney at the center that they found a way to keep it going. And as we both know, the county and the city are, you know, not in good fiscal situations now or in the future. But I do appreciate my colleagues' support on this, and I do promise you we will measure this effectiveness, and we will also look at other alternatives within the parameters of the Gateway Center operations itself to see if we can, if this service does prove to be critically necessary. Then we will figure out a way to do it. So thank you for your perseverance on this. Aye.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for leading efforts to see the creation of the Domestic Violence Gateway Center. And I want to thank the team that he assembled for the great work in starting up a program. Also share in complimenting the county partners at a variety of different levels. This really, I think, is not only providing vital services in a more effective way, and it also is the partnership that has been assembled around it, I think, is an example of the kinds of partnerships that will be required moving forward. Probably added to the partnership would be more charitable or private fundraising. I'd like to see especially the insurance and hospitals be bigger partners in these services. I know that kind of fundraising is always difficult, but as has been discussed up here, the next budget cycle we're going to contemplate making more cuts in the city and more cuts in the county, more cuts at the state level, and the federal government super committee is meeting now to potentially cut the heart out of a lot of programs, a lot of funding for programs at the local level. So I think this, though this general approach is for the Gateway Center is spot on, and I hope that as we look to pilot these positions, we also, you know, look to find potential new avenues of charitable or private funding, as difficult as that might be. But congratulations and thank you to everybody. Job well done. All right, that gets us to, if council could make sure that I get your comments back on the memo, since we've talked about it publicly. I need it like now, your homework. All right, we're going to take a 5-minute break, since a compassion break for 5 minutes. We'll see you back in 5 minutes. That we lost a quorum.